consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
The following show is brought to you in part by
Highway 12 Winery. Sonoma wines ranging from Sauvignon Blancs and Chardonnays to local reds such as the Mission Hardware Old Sonoma Red, with a tasting room located at 27 East Napa Street, Suite S. Hours, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma. The Red Grape features New Haven-style pizza with thin, crispy crust high-fired in a stone-lined pizza ovens. For more information, call them at 707-996-4103. Visit their website at theredgrape.com or find them on Facebook at The Red Grape.
Unicom Tax Services, located at 755 Broadway. For more information, you can call 707-343-1898 or you can visit their website at unicomtax.com.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau, the only spot to get a regional parks pass in the valley, reminding you to support local restaurants by ordering direct and picking up your food in person. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater, located on the Sonoma Plaza. The theater offers a year-round schedule of films, live music, comedy, magic, and theatrical performances. It is also available to rent for private events with seating for up to 320 guests. More at SebastianiTheater.com.
And now back to The Morning Show.
And welcome back to the KSVY Morning Show here on a misty, foggy Friday here in the Valley of the Moon. Hey, it's May 1st, everybody. Isn't that amazing? It's also a full moon tonight. It's the flower moon here in the Valley of the Moon. It's going to be gorgeous later. I'm Ronnie Joe Grooms, normally in the seat on Thursday, but I'm subbing for Bobby TV this morning. Always an honor to be in the seat because I get to speak with folks from all different spheres of our community and learn about their good works and amplify them. It's one of my favorite parts of being a member of this community radio station. We're going to shift into something equally important. It's equally important to how communities come together and support work that matters. So joining us this morning here is Christine McMillan. She's the communications co-chair for Impact 100 Sonoma. Welcome, Christine, back onto the airwaves of KSVY.
Thanks, Ronnie.
How are you doing today?
Really good. Yeah. Happy to be here. I'm dressed for summer, but boy, was it chilly when I walked in.
Yeah, it's been teasing us kind of back and forth, you know, with that. But I have a feeling it'll burn off. It's going to be a nicer day as we get there. You know, so for those who are new to it, you know, who, you know, are living under a rock and have not gotten your awesome communications like I do, what is Impact 100 Sonoma and how does it all work?
Yeah, well, if you've never heard of Impact 100 Sonoma, here's what we're all about. We're a group of women who believe that when we come together, we can make a bigger difference than we could alone. So we have members that every member contributes $1,200 a year, and that goes directly to the $1,000 goes directly to our nonprofits. But here's the beautiful part. We decide where the money goes. Very mm-hmm. democratic. Our mm-hmm. members evaluate the proposals, volunteer in committees, visit the organizations, and then vote on the nonprofits. And additionally, we're actually open and accessible to anyone. So if you don't have the money mm-hmm. to join, we have other things that you can do. So you can split a membership with another woman, mm-hmm. and we also have sponsorships. So we're really encouraging the community to get involved. It's not just about the check.
Yes, but checks sure do help because it gets to an exciting part of it. There are these projects and these organizations that you decide to fund after going through that process. speaking of the process first, so from when you do your grant cycle to the time that they're awarded, walk us through that, because it must, sure, there's a lot of good works and there's only so much funds, and it must be hard when you're getting down to like, okay, we're down to the last four or five awardees, and you know, maybe you have 50 more applications, you know. Yes. Take me through the drama and intensity of that. And there's joy in it, but I'm sure you have rubrics and things to help you along the way, but yes, it's a kind of a long haul. Take us through that timeline.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we start with, at the beginning of the year, we ask for nonprofits to submit proposals in January. The volunteer members then evaluate those applications. So we have a committee that goes through and does kind of a fiscal review, a vetting, if you will, of the organization. And then those that make that through, right, are then given to committees. So we have volunteer committees that then go and review applications, and then they actually go out and do a site visit. They conduct a site visit, and this is where the drama begins, because of course, once you're on site and you see these amazing good works, it's, you know, you immediately get context, yeah, from something that was just on paper,
right,
and now you're meeting, whether it's little people or elderly folk or anybody in a vulnerable position, mm-hmm, and you're just very connected. So yeah, mm-hmm, our committees get very connected,
right,
to those, and they come back, they kind of summarize all of that for the members. We have an event called Meet the Finalists, mm-hmm, and all of our members come. We had a record-breaking number. We have about over 330 members, mm-hmm, and for this, we had over 150 of them just come to the meeting. Even mm-hmm though we provide these summaries in many other ways, everybody wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. And it's great. In that moment, the nonprofits stand up and speak to what their mission is and what they want to use this money for. And then after that, we give our members about a week to vote, and they get to vote electronically. And then after that, we do an announce, which we just did on Tuesday. And you're right. I would say there is some drama because, of course, you know, your heart gets connected, mm-hmm, to something that is just very meaningful for you. Mm-hmm. But no one's sad that day. Because
right,
it's,
yeah,
just incredible, yeah, what this money does. And right, we're really excited to award this year $365,000 just to the Sonoma
Valley
community.
That's an amazing number. Yeah, it's been a theme. We are a little blessed in this county and certainly in the Valley that we have a philanthropic spirit. Even if you don't, people will give a little, even if they can't give a lot, you know,
yeah,
and that's touching. It's an important piece of it. I just want to read from the website. If you're just learning things, folks, maybe this is new, but it's just a reminder. And I just love the spirit of the project too. It's just important to highlight because it's in their equity and their commitment to equity and their approaches and their principles on the website. It reads, the impact100sonoma.org is the website, but it says, as a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the quality of life in our community, we foster an environment which everyone, regardless of age, background, or circumstance, is treated with respect and dignity, free from discrimination, bias, or harassment. We celebrate the cultural richness of our community and encourage diverse perspectives in our membership and leadership, and in our philanthropic and business relationships as well. Through our grant-making processes, membership programs, events, governance, and planning, we strive to, and this is the bullet points I just loved reading, got me misty this morning, says, nurture a sense of belonging and trust. Model fairness, integrity, and compassion. Accommodate accessibility and other needs, support programs that address socioeconomic inequalities, support organizations that engage and uplift marginalized voices, and help build a community that gives everyone the opportunity to contribute, develop, and grow. I'm glad I live adjacent, near, maybe in, mm-hmm, a community that is developing, sharing, cultivating, revisiting, retooling these sorts of values.
Right. And that's how we see everything. We see everything we do through that lens.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's for our members, when right before we vote, we remind them of our mission statement for a just and thriving Sonoma Valley. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you have to have that kind of credo where everyone is respected and everyone is equal.
You guys must high five afterwards and go, yeah, man, we did that. You know,
it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling. And I'll tell you, in a world that feels like some days out of control, it's just really gratifying and actually feeds my soul to do something where I can see the impact.
You kind of went there, you know, without, I didn't, you know, if we mirror this, if we reflect how some of our media and some of the grown, not so grown up conversations we're having to witnessing at all different levels of our discourse around civics, around economics, around relationships, around identity, this is a very different model than how, you know, kind of rage bait culture out there and algorithms built to really divide us and disconnect us, it feels like, and profit on that rather than a bit more of slow connecting, which maybe isn't as arresting to the eyes. Mm-hmm. Maybe people glaze over, but I think when you're involved at this level, you're getting better dopamine hits than the rage bait.
Yeah, you know? That's right. And if you think about what you read, I mean, who on earth could argue with that?
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you know,
Yeah, we're just trying to get like.
If you are, then there's some sort of self-interest or defensiveness that's been activated, and hopefully we can disarm that.
Right.
But you're kind of stepping outside what is the best about humanity and how we've probably managed to put 8 billion people on the planet is because of values like this, not the opposite.
That's exactly right. So this is just that you know, equity statement is really just to being a part of humankind, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Really beautifully stated, Christine. Yeah. So okay, you went through this grinding process. Everybody survived. You finally made some choices. And now let's get down from the kind of the abstract into some specifics. Who won? This is great. Let's highlight all of these folks out there who are.
Yeah, it was actually
honored.
It was very cool in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have quite a few that were new, you know, new nonprofits.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was really exciting. Here are some of the areas that they are involved in. So there's some extraordinary things that are being made possible by these grants. So let's go through them. First of all, one of the biggest things that our membership focused on was food security and nutrition. So Sonoma Valley Meal is expanding their emergency meals and job training for people experiencing food insecurity. So, and then Kids Cooking for Life is bringing cooking and nutrition education to elementary and high school students and building healthy habits for life. So that was one of the big ones. I will also say that Sonoma Family Meal, we have a special grant. We do one every year where it's called an Encore Grant. And instead of giving $25,000 for 1 year, we actually do it for 2 years. And we believe in trust-based philanthropy. So we don't just, you know, provide grants for very specific programs that have a beginning and an end and that are very well defined. Sometimes we will fund things. It's just stuff they need. Like, hey, you know what? We need to hire this particular individual. Fine. We need new office equipment. Fine. We funded people who needed software.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it's very trust-based. And so the Encore grant helps really provide some foundational money for organizations who really have a longer term and we want and we hope have a longer term plan for our most vulnerable here in Sonoma Valley. We also gave to Housing and Stability. So Habitat for Humanity is repairing homes for seniors so they can age safely in their own communities. Make It Home is furnishing homes for families moving from homelessness to permanent housing. La Luz Center and Catholic Charities are providing housing stabilization for some vulnerable populations. Very exciting. We also gave to mental health and youth development. So Boys and Girls Clubs is launching a new family therapy program to address mental health in their community, which is really great. Music in Place is sustaining youth music education and performance opportunities, which, as you know, has dwindled at least since I was growing up. Of course, I'm old, but
no question. We just chatted with the executive director of Music in Place just before our segment here.
And, oh, awesome.
And we sang the praises of carving out that space and making sure we sustain, well, almost kind of establish a scene again and then develop it. So that will help with them too.
Yeah, very exciting. Magnolia Project is expanding career exploration for high school students. So that's really exciting. And then a focus on early childhood and education. North Bay Children's Center is upgrading outdoor play space for preschoolers. Sonoma Valley Education Foundation is helping middle school students who are a little academically behind in their math, you know. But these are the areas, I mean, these are just some of the areas where, you know, it doesn't, that will fall by the wayside,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Also supporting our most vulnerable. So Home More Project is providing survival backpacks for unhoused women.
Hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because they are here in our valley,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, seen but unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And Fish is opening a new office with Spanish-speaking staff to serve our Latino community. Vintage House is launching a grief support program for older adults.
Mm.
So really great stuff. Mm. We're excited to be a part of giving here. But it's important to mention that while we are a group of individual women, we're one of the largest grant providers here in the Valley,
mm-hmm.
and have been. And we're at like $4.7 million over the 16 years that we've been around.
That's not small change.
Not small change.
Not at all.
Not small change. Mm-hmm. Very impactful.
Very generous. If you're just tuning in, folks, we're talking with Christine McMillan. She is the communications co-chair for Impact 100. And, you know, offline we were, or online with email, she sent me a great a press release and a beautiful photo, if you saw our social media post, of all of the grantees. And I was looking through and I'm all, oh, I know her, I know them, you know. And and I got a big smile on my face because I've interviewed a lot of these folks and know the good works. So I'm really excited that some of these local champions got some help. It's really, really good stuff, and thank you for keeping us posted about it.
Yeah.
Now, beyond the members, so it's, do you guys do any of your own events? Are there things, or is it mainly more insular and you know, intercommunications, that then this is the activity? It's very efficient program in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we absolutely don't want to be insular. So,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And especially as communications coach, yeah. like yeah. those are alarms that are going
yeah.
off.
Bing,
so,
bing, bing.
So we do have quite a bit going on. You're going to see a lot more from us. Obviously, you can go out to our website, which is impact100sonoma.org, and you can see right on the front page all the events that we have. If you are interested in any of these things, we invite you to join.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a member. We have some exciting stuff that we do for our members, and obviously goes out in our newsletter, but it's also available for any woman who wants to join.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is a spotlight. We have spotlight events. And those spotlight events are held right here on 5th Street West. And we have people from the community come and speak to us
mm-hmm.
about different topics. You know, it could be something fun. Like Jack London history, or it could be about recycling here in the Valley. It could be about the state of women here in Sonoma County. We've had the sheriff speak to us. We've had people who've written books. We've had, you know, people who talk about some historical things here in Sonoma. So it's just interesting topics, and it's a reason for all of us to get together and just kind of keep our ear to the ground and understand what's happening in our community and keep our membership well informed, so that when we are researching and we are conducting site visits and ultimately we're voting, we're doing it with as much knowledge and understanding mm-hmm. of what's needed in our community as possible.
We're in a deep 3-year strategic planning process. I was at a Sonoma County Tourism, kind of they're retooling their brand and mm-hmm. asking big questions because of a dynamic time, like we were kind of referring to,
mm-hmm.
And you know, not to mention climate and the things that are changing with wine, and just a very dynamic time to be alive.
Right.
And so, I was just reflecting on that gathering knowledge phase of things and staying connected, because a lot of times our preconceived notions about where the help's needed or where the harms are or where the solution is, mm-hmm. we might be very surprised unless we actually get out and talk to people
yeah.
and hear from them.
Yeah.
And so it makes a really big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Especially for tourism too, because mm-hmm. we're not tourists.
Right. So how do we
right.
you know, steward our home base but at the same time make it inviting and alive for visitors and show off the best of our
right.
of our including this sort of work and things so that we're known for it.
Yeah.
Wow, well, I think we could keep talking philanthropy on and on, but I want to make sure before we close out here, if folks today heard this and said, hey, I'm a woman and I'm actually would really like to join this team,
mm-hmm.
or I have questions, I'm a nonprofit, I have questions, what's the best way to start that process?
Yeah, well, the best way is to send an email, if you would like, to communications@impact100sonoma.org. That goes directly to me.
Cool.
And we could just have a quick chat.
This is the person to chat with. You heard it here on KSVY, Christine McMillan, everybody.
And you can also always go to our website, which again is at impact100sonoma.org. And you can just, Google Impact 100 Sonoma.
Yeah.
You're going to find us.
It's the top hit, everybody.
Tons of stuff out there.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for more news about all of these great awards. Like I said, I posted that photo on our social, and you can check out theirs as well. Christine, real pleasure to have you today. On behalf of all of those organizations, thank you so much, for supporting the good works here in Sonoma Valley.
Well, thanks for amplifying us.
And to everybody working hard over there. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go far. I've got a little bit more community media report for you, and then a really interesting report straight from the Amazon. Yeah, the one in south of the border, that Amazon, everybody. Don't go far. More Morning Show right after this.
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater on the Sonoma Plaza, offering live shows and event rentals. More at sebastianitheater.com.
Sonoma Arts Live Theater Company proudly presents The Light in the Piazza, April 24th through May 10th, a romantic musical set in the 1950s and tells the story of Margaret Johnson, a wealthy woman from the American South, and Clara, her daughter, who is impaired due to a childhood accident. The two spend a summer together in Florence, Italy, when Clara falls in love with a young Italian man, Fabrizio. Margaret is forced to reconsider not only Clara's future, but her own deep-seated hopes and fears. With this romance, she must examine the limitations she has let define her daughter. Directed by Sandra Ish, musical direction by Cheryl Peterson, The Light in the Piazza is presented by arrangement with Concord Theatricals, concordtheatricals.com or sonomaartslive.org for more information. That's running April 24th through May 10th. On the Rotary Stage at Andrews Hall at Sonoma Community Center.
And now back to The Morning Show.
Nobody's gonna give you time. Make self first, be kind. Love yourself and bless your inner divine. I'm gonna learn how to play. I wanna learn how to fly, just like little children running free. Their souls know how to be. No explanation, only justification. what's the reason for what I think?
Blah, to perfect fulfillment.
Is analysis, paralysis, ruminating the intellectual link? Look deep down inside, examine resentment where it resides. A mystery behind the mental blocks, flow of life held back, which should be wide. To go with openness and with freedom, my unlimited scare ego. It's experimental, it's spiritual, it's musical and artistical. Maybe categorical. And listening.
KSVY Sonoma 91.3 FM, the voices of the valley. We're broadcasting live and direct from the beautiful city of Sonoma, 450 square miles on that FM terrestrial dial. We're streaming worldwide, ksvy.org, via our app or on your laptop, whatever your favorite smart device. Wherever you are tuning in from, I'm Ronnie Joe Grooms, and I sure do appreciate your ears today. Here on this lovely Friday. It's a little silver this morning, but I think it's going to open up later in the day. Full moon. May Day. And a full moon today. It's the flower moon. Always a gorgeous moon here in the valley. In the background, you're listening to some gorgeous music. The artist's name is Eki Shola. I actually interviewed her yesterday on the Thursday edition of the KSVY Morning Show. She just released this 3-record album called Dare to Love Free. She's a Sonoma County-based artist who's informed by her life as a practicing surgeon, musician, scholar. She's a very talented person. Lived in Tokyo, London, but this is home right here in Sonoma County. And she put out this record, Dare to Love Free. She's taken off to tour in Tokyo and in London soon after, mid-month. She'll be back to the Bay Area and actually performing at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco in July. Pretty cool stuff. EkiShola.com will get you there. EkiShola. Today's Bandcamp Friday, everybody. If you don't know about Bandcamp, it's a place where you can purchase music and merch from artists directly. Bandcamp usually takes a cut of those revenues. But guess what? On Bandcamp Friday, all of the money goes to the artists. So if you want to support your local artists who are on Bandcamp, today's the day to do it. Bandcamp.com. Eki Shola's new record is on Bandcamp. Really cool. Become a friend of Bandcamp. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it. If you're a vinyl collector, Bandcamp, you buy the record and you get the digital files as well. That doesn't happen in the record stores so much. So I'm really trying to talk the record stores, record companies. You need to give me a digital release along with the vinyl. Anyway, other subjects. Tomorrow is Saturday. Nora T. Murphy and I will be going live and direct from the Garage East Festival, the 8th annual Garage East Festival Northern Exposure event. It kicks off at 12 o'clock for the VIP, but goes till 5. It's micro wineries, 1,500 cases or less they produce. I think there's around 40 wineries there tomorrow. Nora T and I are interviewing about 11 of them. We'll be live 1 until 4 p.m. from the event. You can catch those live, or if you're at the event, you can listen to the archive later. If you want to go to Garage East Festival, garageeastfestival.com is the website. They are a sponsor of KSVY. They've come back the last 4 or 5 years. Very fun event, I will say that. Ticket information and garageeastfestival.com if you'd like to learn more. Sunday is the Sonoma County Record Sale. That is up at the Shady Oak Brew House in Santa Rosa, just near the mall. Plenty of parking. I will be going live from that event tomorrow from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. I've got a lineup of interviews with collectors and vendors. It's a really fun day. It'll be packed all day long. DJs, beer, records, pinball. Jason the Argonaut, who is a host here at KSVY and the owner of Radio Thrift Record Shop up in Santa Rosa. He hosts Saturday night an audio gathering from 10 p.m. till midnight. And it is a really good show. You should tune in and check it out. But he is the organizer of the Sonoma County Record Sale. So lots of KSVY love out there at the record sale tomorrow. Fun day. So tune in for those two lives. I'll post more about those on our Facebook and Instagram, both today as promotion and the day of, to get you connected and learn more about it. I hope you will tune in. It's fun stuff. You know, you've got small lot winemakers, record shops and vintage, analog, community, connection, gathering. Are you catching my vibe here from community radio? Yeah, you are. Great day of radio ahead as usual here at KSVY. You can get all of the scheduling, ksvy.org. I mentioned that app. You can download the app, which is really handy because if you put the app on your smartphone, you basically have on-demand listening. So you can listen anywhere that you have a cell phone signal, but also you don't have to dig into the old archive system. You just go to the show that you might have missed because your boss was in the room. Now they've left, you go find the show on the app, click it, and it'll play that hour, the previous hour. You can find the whole day. The last couple shows are archived there. So very, very easy to navigate and hear your favorite show at your leisure. I mean, nothing like live, but you know what I'm saying. It's pretty cool. There's a link right there at the top of our website to download for your smartphone, whether it's an Apple phone or an Android. You can get that set up. More news from your community radio station. We want to thank everybody who took that listener survey. We got a pretty good little sample of who we are. We learned some things. We confirmed some things. really happy for your participation in that. But our work is not done as community radio. We got to keep coming together and helping to build our 3-year roadmap for this station. So we have our next step. It is the KSVY Community Media Forum. It's going down Thursday, May 14th from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Sonoma Veterans Memorial Hall. Everyone's invited. This is we're inviting the entire community to this community media forum to help shape the future of local media in Sonoma and beyond. This is part of a broader effort to build our 3-year roadmap for the station, and we're just bringing in all the listeners directly into the process. So if you took that recent survey, again, thank you. But now we're opening up the room for a live in-person conversation. We want to share with you the work so far and get some feedback from you. Yeah, it's going to be fun. More conversations. Focus groups will emerge from that. We're going to drill down a little bit deeper. We're hoping to have our plan framework and action plan for the first year and beyond put together by July-ish. So it gives you an idea of the pace we've been on since we embarked on this. And yeah, put it on your calendar, May 14th. We are asking folks to RSVP just so we have an idea of how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people we have to prepare for. So that's helpful to us. There's a big link right on the top of our website, ksvy.org. If you click on that, there's a blog that talks about the same things that I just discussed and a little link for you to RSVP. Just enter your name and an email. That's helpful to us for planning. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going down with that. KSVY Community Forum, May 14th, Sonoma Vets Hall. 6 to 8 p.m., you, friends, are invited. Definitely. Off the Shelf coming up tonight at 5 o'clock. Great show. Definitely want to be there and make that happen. We also, and listen, always a good time. He is in studio, my main man, DJ Nate, bringing a full crate of vinyl, followed up by actually a replay tonight of the Vinyl Cave of his amazing Talking Head show. Last week, really, really good fun. You definitely want to tune in for that. And then coming up later on that night is Radical Creatives with Star J. There'll be a new electronic dance and electronic music transmission, 10 till midnight, from that mystical being. Who knows what they will do? Lots of things happening here at KSVY. Full schedule available on our website. We sure do appreciate your support. We are the Voices of the Valley.
When you ride,
I said, baby, baby, break this heat.
Break this
love.
More music, KSVY.
Oh,
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater on the Sonoma Plaza, offering live shows and event rentals. More at sebastianitheater.com.
Join us for a community media forum live and in person Thursday, May 14th. The forum is a live, in-person conversation about where KSVY and Sonoma TV go next, how we can better serve our community together. Join us Thursday, May 14th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sonoma Veterans Memorial Hall. Learn more at ksvy.org. Looking forward to seeing you there.
This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
One of the easiest ways to stay healthy is to take a walk. Walking just 20 or 30 minutes several times a week can pay big benefits. It improves cardiovascular fitness, helps maintain weight, strengthens muscles and bones, and reduces the risk of developing many illnesses such as heart disease and diabetes. And it's convenient. You can walk at your own pace any time of the day. So get out and enjoy the beautiful fall days here in Sonoma and do some good for your health in the process.
On May 1st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Pets Lifeline will hold its annual Tail Wags Pet Gala Luncheon fundraiser. As in years past, the luncheon will be at the historic Buena Vista Winery. The event guarantees a stylish and heartwarming afternoon benefiting shelter animals. This year's fete is inspired by the glamour of the Met Gala, infused with Sonoma charm. It will bring together fashion, wine, and philanthropy in a spectacular wine country setting. Guests will enjoy a delicious lunch catered by the Girl in the Fig, paired with exceptional wines from Buena Vista Winery. There will be an exciting silent auction featuring unique experiences, local packages, and special items, all benefiting Pets Lifeline's life-saving programs for homeless pets. For tickets and information, visit petslifeline.org/tailwags.
And now back to The Morning Show.
Guerreros fuego.
And welcome back to the KSVY Morning Show. I hope you're enjoying this vibes on a misty morning. The track is called Nyunka Shunka from Huara Minko in El Bujo. A little electronic Amazonian inspired vibe. And appropriate for what I want to share with you next. Jale is receiving the elders, so I had promised or I suggested that there was a chance we were going to talk with DJ Jale this morning, who is helping to bridge and connect culture and community in some really interesting and special ways. You might know Jale from being the front woman of Royal Jelly Jive, a band I got turned on to back in 2018. When I saw them open for Thievery Corporation at the Mandavi Summer Concerts, and they were incredible. And I was working for DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art at that time. I roped them into an event right away, and have just been a fan and a follower since. But she has moved into some solo projects after traveling the world and studying shamanism and healing, going through, I think, her own very personal healing process. In those travels, she ended up in the rainforests of Ecuador, Peru region in South America, and made contact with built a relationship with Minari Ushigua. And as I've been hearing in this developing, because of a special connection with my friend and colleague Lisa Willett in the gathering space over in Glen Ellen, where Jale has been an artist in residence, Lisa and I have been kind of blinking like deers in the headlight a little bit, as over the course of the last 4 weeks, a visit from Minari has occurred. Now, you might go, well, I don't get, Ronnie, why are you so kind of ecstatic, or not ecstatic, it's the wrong word. I'm very curious, interested, blown away that this figure is making the journey to our town. And for that matter, will be offering a full weekend of experiences in our town and in the region. So check this out. Sapara leaders visit Sonoma. This is a rare cultural exchange that's rooted in the Amazon, and it's going down right here in Sonoma Valley. So this week, Sonoma Valley is hosting this rare direct connection to one of the most endangered indigenous cultures on the planet. Minari Ushigua and his daughter Niwa Ushigua, leaders of the Sapara Nation, are in Sonoma as part of a multi-day gathering connected to what's called Dream Fest. Their visit offers a unique opportunity for local residents to engage with a living culture whose knowledge, language, and way of life are at a critical moment of survival. The Sapara people originate from the Amazon rainforest along the border of Ecuador and Peru. Today, fewer than 500 of them remain. They're a very small village. Only a handful are fluent speakers of the ancestral language. Despite these challenges, Sapara leaders have emerged on the global stage as powerful advocates for indigenous sovereignty, environmental protection, and cultural preservation. Minari Ushigua, both a political and spiritual leader, has spent years defending Sapara territory from oil extraction and advocating internationally for the rights of indigenous people. His work reflects a worldview where the forest is not a resource, but a living system, one that includes the plants and the animals and the water and the human life in a deep relationship, not just natural resources to be extracted. It's really just an entirely different paradigm and a way of relating to life and each other. A central aspect of Sapara culture is this role of dreams as a source of knowledge. And dreams are not seen as this as abstract or symbolic alone, but there's a practical information system coming from them, a practical and spiritual guide for decision-making in our dreams. Communication with ancestors is included with that, and understanding the natural world, this dreaming. And when I was interviewing Lisa yesterday to get more background on how this has come together and what her questions are and her curiosities, she said that it came out that one of the reasons he said he is coming here is he wants to know what we are dreaming. He wants to know what our dreams are. Not our aspirations, no, those magical, strange, odd visitations, the feeling, the places, the sights, the beings. What are we dreaming? And how he reads those dreams would probably be very different than you and I. The presence of both Minari and Niwa in our valley is, it just adds another layer of significance. This is not just a presentation. It is truly, as I looked over the schedule for Dreamfest and tried to just imagine this person who pretty much is always adorned in tropical bird feather crowns and face paint and living on a different plane, for sure. Just different eyes looking out from there. But our eyes. Anyway, I digress. This is not just a presentation. It is an intergenerational transmission of culture in a time when many indigenous traditions are at risk of being lost. In fact, in my phone this morning is my friend Joe Weber, who is an ancestor or a descendant of the indigenous tribes of this valley. And we do the Tully Boat Festival race together, and he's doing a dance today over in Lakeville. I'm not going to try to make it to. He and I do a broadcast on Thanksgiving. We also rebroadcast the sunrise session from Alcatraz Island, and usually go and sing songs near the mission here in town to keep the indigenous view and conversation as part of our civic dialogue here in town. And the land issues around it. So there's some real deep connections here. I'm hoping I can connect those two as well. So this is an act of sharing this knowledge across generations and geographies, and it just in itself, I think, becomes an act of preservation worldwide. So the gatherings, participants are invited into these dialogues and reflections and learning sessions and celebration, I'm sure. The experience is less about passive listening and more about encountering different ways of understanding life, community, and the environment is what the Dream Fest is aspiring to be. And in a region like ours, like Sonoma, where conversations about sustainability and land stewardship and community are already really a part of the fabric of our community, this visit just resonates deeply and connects us to the rest of the world that it is, that thing I grew up with, you know, think globally, act locally. It's part of my DNA as a Gen Xer. It offers a chance to step outside our familiar frameworks and engage with a perspective that is really shaped by thousands of years of relationship with the Amazon rainforest. And opportunities like this don't come around often. So I think it is a news item, and I think it's really interesting to check out. Now, I will say this, as I look at all the events, some of them do cost a bit of coin. I don't know where all of the dollars are going. So I have some questions around that, but the offerings are very inspiring and creative and interesting. And one of them is particularly interesting because it's going down right at the Glen Ellen Gathering Space, Lisa Willett's space. There's going to be a river purification, plant baths, ancient redwood hike, yoga nidra, somatic movement, lotus sound bath, Dream Practices, and Amazonian Storytelling. That's on May 2nd and 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There's stuff going down all the day. The website is dreamfest.live, or just go to Glen Ellen Gathering Spaces website and check it out there to learn more. I'm definitely digging in more as media. I am going to find out the story on this. I think it's fascinating. I will report back if I don't see you there. Please turn into my episode tomorrow on Garagiste. Thank you to all of my guests today. Big thanks to Daryl Jones, talking Sky Park Airport Day and community preparedness. Of course, Melissa Bingham from Music in Place. Her full season of live music is ahead. Christine McMillan, don't forget about that Miles 100 program emceed by none other than Dick Conte at the Sebastiani in May. Christine McMillan from Impact 100, thank you for joining us and talking about collective giving. And I am Ronnie Joe Grooms, and I hope you enjoyed this edition of The Morning Show. Marsha Maycomber back in the seat on Monday. Catch me on the Garage, Nora and I tomorrow, live from the Garagies Fest, and me live from the Sonoma County Record Sale on Sunday. Kathleen Hill is up next with her faithful companion, BJ. I'm sure it'll be an interesting, fun show of talk. So don't go far. More great community radio onward. Remember, if you want to support community radio, because we need it, ksvy.org is where you go to keep this running, because we are listener supported and we are the voices of the valley.
Por un camino de piedra.
For a KSVY Media Forum, live and in person, Thursday, May 14th. Many of you shared your voice through our recent listener survey. Thank you. Now we're taking the next step. We're building a 3-year vision for KSVY Media, and we're inviting